Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Tester asked me what I thought about Devin Sweeney's press conference today. I think the first notable thing is Dabo's stance, and I've seen people debate this already, but his stance on the fact that, you know, if they recruit a high school player to Clemson and they come here and they do what they're supposed to do, he's not going to push them out in favor of somebody else. And I've seen well-reasoned individuals saying that this is a noble stance, but it's not going to help you win football games today. I think two things can be true. I think that both of those things can be true. I mean, I think that Dabo Swinney is the last bastion at major college football of the way it's supposed to be. You know, he's the salmon swimming upstream. But the water keeps getting rougher and rougher. And I don't know. I mean, it depends on, you know, like I said, I think that I think Dabo Swinney runs his program more the way it should be run. It's exemplary in terms of how it's run. Now, if your only concern is wins and losses, it may be something less than that now. And only time's going to tell the answer to that. But look, the bottom line for me is I don't think anything he said today ruled out portal usage. You know, originally I was saying 8. You know, other people were saying 20. I think 8 was more likely. I eventually said 8 to 10. I think 10 is needed. Maybe 8 is still more likely. But I think you're going to have to hit the portal if you want to compete, if you want to win games. Again, if you want to be a model program and you care about doing the right things all the way across the board and you still want to fight that way, which, again, is sort of fighting one-handed now, I think you can do that to an extent. I just don't think you're winning a national title unless you find a Trevor Lawrence or a Deshaun Watson, which is probably going to be harder to do now. So if you want to actually get back in the national championship hunt, and look, to be fair, I don't think Clemson's been in the national champion hunt since 2019. Obviously, 2018 was the championship season, but, you know, that following year, I think there was still a chance. if you want to be in that mix, you're going to have to play as everybody else is. Now, maybe not to that extent. You know, maybe you can find some sort of happy medium where you do both and you integrate guys. But you know, I thought Ben made a really interesting point, very salient point on my way in here. Ben, had, I don't know where Ben was. I just heard him rejoin. It was just after he rejoined. And Kwok brought up this issue of Dabo Swinney's press conference and this notion of the portal. And, you know, and Ben said, you know, well, Clemson's going to have to really sort of dramatically change course from a school that's used to recruiting high school players and hasn't really fully embraced the portal. The Clemson's behind, but Clemson's going to have to change their whole way of doing business because the portal doesn't work on Clemson's clock. The portal is more of a slam bang thing that it's there now and you better hit it now or you can forget it because other people are going to. And so that is not the way Clemson's operated when it comes to high school recruiting. They've been very diligent. They've been methodical, glacier-like in some cases, in terms of their approach. It's been a slow process whereby they evaluate all elements. And Ben's point is, you know, in the portal, you don't have that luxury. That's not the way it works. It's shark-infested waters. And when there's somebody available, you're going to have to make a play for that person. You can't sit there and say, we'll think about this and we'll get back to him in 2 months. In 2 months, he's gone. That player's long gone. You probably don't have 2 days. So that's the part of it that, you know, look, I've suggested before that I know it's a different sport, but there might be some benefit to talking to Brad. But listen, I think when you listen to Brad and you listen to McKay and all these people that are part of this basketball program and how they got where they are, I mean, they've been on top of all of this, right? They're like steering it. I mean, they were out west. They're west of the Mississippi River finding dudes and winning. You know, it almost takes this networking operation that I'm not sure Clemson has because they haven't really engaged in it. So maybe it's a twofold question. The question is not just will Clemson use the portal, but is Clemson situated to use the portal effectively beyond just money? Now, the money thing, Clemson's going to have money. And maybe, you know, maybe at its essence now, maybe it's just all about the money, you know, but you are going to have to make quicker decisions. You're going to have to decide, you know, you have to decide really now. You need to make some educated guesses as to who might be in the portal and who you're interested in now. You know, and then part of the press conference was also, you know, Dabo Swinney has indicated that he's pretty unhappy with people who are skirting the rules and are basically trying to hit on Clemson players now and in whatever way they're doing it through agents, et cetera. And that's not surprising. It's less surprising with Clemson having a year where there's an element of discontent afloat. So it's not surprising that people would come after the Clemson players. In probably illegal ways. So that's what Clemson's going to have to guard against now. Clemson's been really good, excuse me, at maintaining guys and not losing guys. But that may be harder now. That could be harder. Look, let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing Heating Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything: repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central AC, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air. Ace Home Co. Heating, too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. Look, we've already got a taste of the cold that's probably headed our way this winter. You do not want to lose your heat in the middle of winter. Trust me. But the good news for you is Ace Home Co. will be there for you at 2 in the morning in the middle of winter. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. You know the trucks. You love the company. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free, that's free, did he say free? Free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. I don't know how or why you wouldn't take advantage of that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. Tell them I sent you. It's the way it works. You will 100% thank me later. Lots to get to. We're going to talk a lot of college football today. There are more gambling stories as well that we need to get to at some point. I'm still, I spent time last night into this morning rewatching periods of the Clemson game, sort of running through some of it in my mind again. And, the biggest play in the game was probably made by Terrell. Because that play, Louisville's up 9-3. They're moving the ball a little bit. There's 3:18 left in the first half when Terrell stripped Watson. That was a big play, a really big play. In fact, the next play, I believe it was the very next play, Adam Randall went 25 yards for a touchdown. That play, I really think before half, changed the game. And I don't know whether it scared Jeff Brohm, based on how he coached the last minute of that first half. But again, they basically turned down a field goal attempt is how I view it. I have no idea what they were doing. We'll never know how that would have played out, but I thought it was a mistake. But I thought the Terrell strip of Watson with 3:18 left in the first half was big. Very big. Lumbee, how are you, Lumbee? Good to have you.
Hey, good to get in, Walt. Speaking of the Clemson-Louisville game, I think that's a lot like what the Eagles and the Lions game was on Sunday night, man. Yeah, it was just an ugly, ugly football game. Yeah, I know you still like the Lions. I think sometimes maybe our best asset and worst enemy are the same thing. Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down so much, just it drives me crazy. I love him as a coach, but sometimes, man, you got to have a feel for the game.
See, I love his aggressiveness. But I think that you have to be careful that aggressiveness doesn't morph into just being pig-headed. And I thought in that game, he just was pig-headed. I mean, you have a low-scoring defensive game where every point is going to matter. And compared to a normal game, three basically equals seven, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, it was more like a field goal kind of game where every point mattered and you should have taken the points where you could get them, especially against the caliber of the defense you were playing. Both defenses were amazing, but I think Philadelphia's defense is probably the best in the National Football League, probably by some margin. And Detroit is in that mix, but I think Philly's defense is so good that, they basically turned Jordan Love and Green Bay into pumpkin. They just did that. Jared Goff was horrible against Philadelphia. I mean, he was hearing ghosts. They definitely got to him. I mean, there were still some throws to be made there, and he just couldn't make them because, of what Philadelphia turned him into. But I thought Campbell should have taken the points and but then the amazing thing was, in a game that was over, for whatever reason, the Philadelphia Eagles decided to go on fourth down from their own 30-yard line, with 4 minutes left.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Clemson-Louisville game. Yeah. Who can be more dumb? Yeah.
Right.
That was one of the dumbest
coaching decisions I have ever seen in my lifetime, the Philadelphia decision. I thought Campbell's decisions were dumb all game, and they multiplied. But the Philadelphia decision in a two-score game where the other team has not shown any ability to drive the ball against your defense, and you decide to go on fourth down and one from your 30 with 4 minutes left, it's just like unthinkable. And it really could have cost them the game.
Yeah, I've seen, and I heard you talk on it yesterday, some of the dumbest coaching and play calling on both college and the NFL. I mean, we're past mid-season.
Well, and here's, here's the other thing. You're 100% right, but here's the other thing. They had just tried the brotherly shove on third down, and Detroit stuffed it down their face. So you knew that right. It didn't work, and the way Detroit is built, there was a really good chance it wasn't going to work again, and surprise, it didn't work again.
Right. I mean, I was the same. And then I just hate to see, you know, not that it calls the DPI absolute ridiculous call.
Oh, man. It's just a horrible call.
One of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Yeah, just absolutely horrific. I mean, it makes you think that the whole league's a setup because if anything, it was Brown pushing off. It was an offensive pass interference. And then on top of all that, the ball was nowhere near catchable. It just sailed out of bounds.
Completely uncatchable, but yeah, I still think we're up toward the top of the NFC.
Yeah, no question.
I can see Philadelphia riding that defense, and even like the Denver Broncos riding their defense to a daggum Super Bowl this year because they have two of the top. But I still think
God, we don't want that Super Bowl. We don't want Philadelphia and Denver in a 9-6 game or something.
Yeah, I still think maybe we might edge the Bears out at the end for the division. We'll see.
Yeah.
The Bears are
more lucky than they are good. None of their defensive metrics are good. They're fortunate. I don't know how long fortune's going to last.
Yeah, I don't hate Ben Johnson, but I don't want him winning the division his first year there.
Yeah.
But Walt, good to hear from you, man.
Thank you, Lumby. Hey, let me tell you about Brian Franklin, the Franklin Tree Service. Brian Franklin is a longtime partner of the Roar. You probably remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with me in the station again. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kind of hazards. I'm just going to tell you, personal experience, they're the best. No one's close. No one's remotely close to Brian Franklin and Franklin Tree Service. The upstate has strong winds, strong gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance, so don't let it happen. Some of us have way more than one tree. And so I know from personal experience with Brian Franklin and his team, it's incredible. The quality of the equipment they have, it's just limitless. They can also climb trees. I had Brian Franklin remove a bunch of trees from around my home. It became clear to me when one fell between my garage and my home that I was in serious trouble, really in mortal danger. Had I not had Brian clean out those trees, there is no question that when Helene hit, I would have been dead. My home would have been completely squashed like a bug, and that would have been it. But there were other trees that I asked Brian about that I was concerned about, and he said, no, you don't need to do anything with that tree. So he's going to give you the absolute truth of what you need to do, what you should do, what you don't need to do. He's going to be straight up with you, and you just can't find that everywhere. Plus, they're the ultimate professionals, I mean. Just absolutely amazing work. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Tell them Walt sent you. That's how it works. Quick break.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point, with breathtaking golf on the hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com, and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Robertson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Robertson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Robertson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robertsonroofing.net.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
No, I'm not going crazy, but lately my head and my heart seem to be at least a million miles apart. And my heart says to love you, my head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head what it's done. I know that it can never be the way it was, even though you'll be the death of me. I can't give you up. Too much is not enough. It's not the love, it's not the lust that grips me. Must be the whiskey.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in. People always complain you can't get in. You get in right now. 654-7627. Dial it up. Brad Brownell at 5:05 today. We'll turn our attention to a little Clemson basketball. Hey, let me tell you about Iron Drive. You're working with a locally family-owned company and business 15 years. Jake Wilson, his dad, started the company 15 years ago. Just great people. In fact, you know, you want to know who you do business with? Well, they donated a two-car garage coating as part of the Tigers for Tatas that I auctioned for $2,500. That's who they are. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry. They're also the best at what they do. So it's just the perfect situation for you. What makes them the best? Well, the quality of the people, obviously, and the quality of the equipment. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job, the longevity, is directly dependent on the equipment that lays it down. They have 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. You can transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. Trust me, these people are the best. Jake is incredible. Just great people, and they're really, really good at what they do. You will 100% thank me later. Garnet and Gold. I guess Garnet and Gold, we don't have to give the MVP to Baker Mayfield anymore.
Not right now. Nah. Okay. Give it to Jonathan Taylor, man. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got a little quarterback in L.A. that's doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, look.
Not the one for the Chargers, but.
Yeah, there are some, well, I mean, you've got massive injury issues in that offensive line. I mean, Herbert's been really good until last week. But, I mean, he just keeps getting banged up. I mean, what happened to him last week was unbelievable. But
I was talking about the Rams. I was talking about
I know that. Matthew Stafford is the MVP candidate. You said not the one for the Chargers. That's what you said.
So, oh, yeah, I did. I thought, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I can't. Yeah, Josh Allen had a monumental day against us this week.
Monumental, I'd say so. He became the second player in the history of the league to run for over three touchdowns and throw for three in the same game, and the first one was also him.
Was it? I thought Otto Graham did it.
Nope. Josh Allen twice.
Okay. Josh Allen twice. Jeez. He's a beast.
Yep.
Absolute beast.
Yeah,
man.
And I don't think his team is that good. So, I think he has to overcome an awful lot in order for them to win. I mean, even in that game, he had to score a ton of points. He needed 40 to win.
Right, yeah. Okay, so I told you after I took my little tour, I'd give you a call and kind of let you know what the prize was.
What the pot of gold was at the end of the tour.
Right. And it was cool. So, like, I mean, I've been diehard for 37 years, since I was 14 years old. I've been diehard Florida State and just, you pour your blood, your sweat, your tears.
And you've been dying hard a lot.
I have. Not during the Bowden years, though. Not those 14 straight top five finishes. But, yeah. Yeah, but so, just having a chance to do that was awesome. That it's something only the boosters or the recruits get to do. So you go in this in this little in this long hallway, and they give you the whole thing about Duke Campbell and, you know, all the years through and when it was just looked like a high school football field all the way up to what it looks like now. The history of the national championships, the players, everything. Surprisingly enough, and they told me this, no Jimbo anything in there. They said, we don't even want to have anything to do with anything he did with this program. So there's nothing in there about Jimbo Fisher.
You know, it's hysterical because there was some woman the other day who was at Florida State. I don't know. She's apparently some wheel in Florida State circles. I don't know. But she was trying to sell the notion of Jimbo Fisher returning to Florida State. And someone, some other woman said that he was awful. He ruined the program. And she had all these excuses why. And, you know, and I did chime in there for a second, but yeah, I mean, Jimbo Fisher destroyed the Florida State program, and so I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah, the recruiting coordinator and the booster coordinator both said there's no way he'll ever be back here. They said if he comes back here, it's because some booster decided to throw in $200 million to get him, but he said nobody wants him.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even have any history of him at all. There's no... If you walk through the whole thing in the 2014, they didn't even have a 2013 national championship video. They just had the highlights of Jameis Winston. They said, we don't want anything that shows Jimbo Fisher ever had a part of this program.
So Jimbo has been whitewashed, Ramona, from the entire Florida State existence. It's like there's no real trail of his existence. I sort of like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, there's not. Even Willie got a shout out. And
wow.
Willie was only there a couple years. It was awful. Even Willie did. And Jimbo doesn't. He won a national championship.
That's so hysterical.
It is. So you walk through this. It's just history. There's Charlie Ward donated his Heisman Trophy, so you get to like hold it, and that thing weighs a lot. That thing's heavier than I thought it was.
How about that?
Heavy Heisman. Yeah, and it's crazy. So, you know, and
so what's it actually weigh? Players, I can't remember. I'm sure you can just look that up, but I never even thought
about it. I don't know. It had to be at least 25, 30
Look
pounds.
It up, Ramona. Look up, Ramona. Find out how much the Heisman Trophy weighs.
Right. You know, because that thing, it wasn't light. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, something you couldn't lift, but it was pretty heavy.
Yeah, well, a second ago you made it sound like it was 137 pounds or something, so now we're down to like 20.
Well, I mean, you know.
45
you look at it,
45
like,
pounds.
Meat, like,
45 yeah, pounds. Yeah, it's a big bag
that's
of dog
heavy.
Food. Yeah, big bag
yeah,
of dog
it's,
food.
It's, yeah, it's, yeah, my dog's dog food. So so you go through and Ward and Winky both donated the jerseys that they wore during their Heisman season. And Winston still has his.
Did Winky donate his leather helmet?
Yeah. He also donated his colostomy bag, too. So, yeah, you go through all this, and at the end, there's a replica of the spear that's mounted on this really cool, like, display case. It looks like fire's blowing up behind it and all that. So you pick the spear up, and you get to plant the spear into the ground. You know, but it's inside of a building, so it's just a little, you know, replica of the dirt. And as soon as you do, this panoramic view pops up, and it's got Bobby silhouetted in front of Duke Campbell Stadium. And then it goes through speeches he gave the players. It goes through player speeches, Norvell speeches.
Okay, so I got to admit, that sounds pretty cool. So all of the Bobby Bowden, that's like the Wizard of Oz thing. It's when you plant the spear, that's what triggers the start of that?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a switch on there. So you plant the spear, and then, like I said, there's a panoramic view. The sides of the panoramic are just years and years of, you know, seeing the tomahawk chop and people cheering in the stands. And then you see Derek Brooks giving a speech during a game, and, you know, Winston, of course, you're giving speeches. You got Charlie Ward out there, Warwick Dunn, all of them just giving speeches, Bowden giving his speeches. The coach is giving their speeches. It's just – and it was like basically watching a history of my heart on that screen. You know, everything I've seen and been through and all that stuff was amazing. I mean, I got, like, emotional. Just, you know, it was just – when they were done, I said, put a helmet on me and some pads, and I want to go out there – fake hips and all, and I want to knock somebody's head off.
So that was the end of the rainbow thing. That was what we were talking about. Because I like before you made it, you made it sound like a little evil. Like I was thinking, what is this? Do they have strippers at the end of all this thing?
Have the strippers gotten a lot uglier
in recent years or something? You got some of those Mike Price strippers? That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Mike Price. Yeah, exactly. No, but it was like the
D. Snyder looking strippers.
Oh my gosh, no!
That's the Mike Price. Well,
they've got some good-looking women down there, man. They got some really good-looking ones. Yeah. You walk, so you have to walk by like where all the students hang out before you go in to the area, and then you go up the elevator and kind of do all the little tour and stuff.
But again, when you actually chuck the spear into the pot of dirt, which is, I guess is what we're talking about, when you chuck the spear into the pot of dirt, that actually triggers it, or you got some dude who waits for you to do that and then he hits the switch?
There's a button. It's probably about 4 inches by 4 inches, and the little dirt spot's only about 6 inches by 6 inches, but it sort of funnels down. So when you plant a spear into the middle of it, it's on the floor. There's you know, like the fake turf, and then there's a circle in the floor with the dirt in it, and as soon as you plant it down there, that triggers the button that cuts on the video. And the video just starts off with doom, 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 you know, and then you see the body bowed.
That's pretty cool. I got to admit, that's pretty cool. That's
yes.
Yeah, I got to admit.
It was awesome.
All right, yeah, I'm buying that. I wasn't sure what this was going to be when you started telling me about this some time ago, but I actually think that's pretty cool.
It was really, really good. And
probably the last good memory you have as a Florida State fan.
Well, for a few years, probably. We'll see what happens between now and whatever goes on with Norvell.
But yeah, Norvell's going to be the next guy they whitewash along with Jim O'Rourke.
Well, I don't
know. We don't sign that he ever coached at Florida State either.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to show him. You know, he didn't leave the program. Like, you know, Jimbo
not
took
yet.
His Christmas tree out and
not
just
yet.
Walked away.
Yeah. Not yet.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, but nobody wants him. That's the thing.
Yeah, we don't yet know how this is going to end for him at Florida State. We don't yet know. Or
it's
when.
It's probably going to end with him being let go. Yeah, I don't know.
This year?
I just,
is that what you're – is that what you're no. – seriously, are you people telling you that he's going this year?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, there's just too much money tied up right now. And just from what I gather and all, there's – some conversations that have been had.
I
got to
run. I got to go. Okay. It was a good story. It's a good story. We like that story. It's a good story, don't you think, Ramona? I mean,
I like that.
Yeah, the stuff about the throwing the spear that triggers the giant face of Bobby Bowden and the dun, 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 whatever, however that goes, you know, that's pretty cool, actually. I mean, especially if you had no idea it was coming. You know what I mean? Hey, just chuck the spear into the dirt. Watch what happens. Man, as a Florida State fan, that's I got to admit, that's pretty cool theater right there. Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. It's all Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Now's the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices, tackling Ramona, with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You can compare and contrast, test drive them both, find out what's best for you. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Quick break.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, Clemson football fans. There's a lot going on in Seneca, just 10 minutes from Clemson. You need to come on in and check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show in downtown Seneca. It's absolutely free. And you can go ahead and sign up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K coming your way March the 14th, 2026. You want to know what's happening in Seneca? It's so easy. Follow us on Facebook at Seneca SC Events or our website at www.seneca.sc.us.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for 4 generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, 4 generations of better rest built for your best game day.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this add on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Cade takes a shotgun snap, blitz coming. Cade gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
dance are known as Delta Road. My great-great-granddaddy rode with John Wesley Harden, come down and buried in a grave without a stone. I'm a direct descendant of a long line of renegades, some good, some bad, I suppose. I didn't come in here looking for no trouble, but if trouble's what you want, you ought to know I was born ready. Born ready.
Fact Walt, Tip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Jeff and Luke, father-son team. Dad is Clemson's son, South Carolina. They got you covered. They have authentic Buffalo, New York style pizza and wings. Original New York, original Buffalo recipes. It's just incredible. Their pizza is amazing. I had the Greek pizza Ramona had, one with sausage, peppers, onions. We exchanged some. It's just all incredible. Dre told you about the buffalo wings. These are the original Buffalo, New York recipes. The wings are unbelievable. How about beef on whack? You ever heard of that? Probably on the show, yeah, but probably not before. But we're talking about roast beef that they cook low and slow for 8 hours. Then they slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. It's unbelievable. I've had it. Absolutely incredible. Moretti's also has appetizers, sub sandwiches. Ramona, there are so many things I want to try at Moretti's. The calzones, burgers, wraps, salads. Like, I haven't had any of these things, okay? I've not had the appetizers, the subs, the sandwiches, the calzones, the burgers, the wraps, the salads, the chicken fingers, the pasta, the Italian entries, or the fish fry Fridays. I haven't had any of those things, Ramona. None of them. All I've had so far, the pizza and the wings and the beef on whack. I've had those things, but I haven't had any of the others. I need the others. I actually need all of them. I need all of them. It's all
sounds good to me.
Yes. Jeff, Luke, are you listening? We need a care package. We need a care package. Hey, look, family-friendly atmosphere, sports fans, they got you covered. One wall is all big-screen TVs, every Clemson play, every NFL play, and your team. You can put your team on. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone is a regular. Now, Ramona, we have a change in the U Pick'em games this week. By the way, I have made a little rally after my disgraceful 2 weeks. My performance in the little contest this year, Marina, has been a lot like college football, like completely unpredictable, up down.
Like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I have won 4 times, so I should be winning, but I'm not winning. I'm behind, and I got way behind because I had back to back weeks that were horrific. I mean, horrific, like impossibly bad. Now the last 3 weeks, I went 20-10 in rally. So now I've caught you, but there are others to be caught. We'll see. Look, 3 good weeks in a row, but it feels like I'm pushing my luck, you know. And now when I'm going to need to close really strong to win. I don't know. This season is too unpredictable. I actually think you're better off if you're like if you're winning, I think it basically proves you have no friggin' clue. If you're going 1-9, you probably have a better handle of what's actually going on based on the madness of this season. Seriously, I think that's the way this season has gone. It's absolutely insane, and I'm worried that this is a harbinger of things to come. I'm worried that this is going to be the norm from now on. Look. In my hand, I hold, the map rankings came out too, so we can talk about those in comparison. But I have my selections that I made for the map poll, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes. Again, Brad Brownell coming up at 5:05 today. Before we get to any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. They're the best. They saved Ramona. They saved me. My water heater failed, and I needed emergency help. And Roto-Rooter saved my bacon. They were voted the best plumber of the upstate again for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. Look, don't get it twisted. There aren't five best. There's just one best, and they're Roto-Rooter. And they simply are better, in part because they just know more. They know more. They've done it longer. They're the name everybody knows. They're the name everybody tries to emulate and copy. That's who they are. Everybody. Everybody wants to be Roto-Rooter, but there's not. There's only one Roto-Rooter. Your trusted local plumber, over 1,100 five-star reviews. Roto-Rooter, the franchise has been, the company has been in business like nearly 100 years. In the upstate, the same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchises for over 40 years. Treating people the right way, like I said, they save Ramona, they save me, they'll save you. Open 24/7, 365. A live human being answers your call. Look, the last thing you want in an emergency is some voicemail that somebody's going to get back to you in 2 days. That doesn't help you. You want a live human being to direct help on the way to you. That's what you get at Roto-Rooter. And by the way, they don't do anything else. They just do plumbing. Plumbing. That's it. Commercial, residential plumbing. If it has to do with plumbing, they do it. Any kind of plumbing. Plumbing, Roto-Rooter. Roto-Rooter, plumbing. Anything else, call somebody else. That's what they do. That's why they do it better than anybody else, because they're the masters of plumbing. 864-695-1117. That's the number you need. Put it in your phone. Do it the old-fashioned way. Slap it on your refrigerator so you know where to find it. 864-695-1117. And, again, on the web, rotorooter.com, rotorooter.com. All right, Ramona, do you have the games for this week's contest, by the way? There's been a change. We dumped North Carolina Duke. I was trying to figure out North Carolina Duke. I had no real feel for it. I even asked people on Twitter. I said, I'll take your opinions on North Carolina and Duke. And then Ben swapped that game out for another game. I finally figured out what I was going to do. After worrying about that game since it came out, I finally figured out what I was going to do. And then Ben swapped that game for a different headache. I have a new headache now. And that headache is Utah and Kansas State. I have no idea. That line is enormous. Utah, 17.5 over Kansas State. That it's just it's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. Do you have the games this week?
Yeah.
Okay. We're just going to quickly look at them right now. No predictions as yet.
Okay. The first one is Missouri and Oklahoma. Oklahoma 9.5.
Yeah.
You want that part too, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Ramona, I want that part too. So OU off the win over Alabama is 9.5 over Missouri at home. Sounds like an ugly game, but does Missouri have any offense? I don't know. What else do you have?
Miami 17.5 at Virginia Tech.
Do you know that Virginia Tech in defensive stop rate is like 110 or something like that, or worse? I don't know how, because the first time I saw him this year, I thought, well, they look pretty salty defensively. Well, that all went away. So, I don't know. It's a lot of points, but people thought the 14.5 that was being given to an offensive football team in NC State was a lot of points. So it turned out not to be a lot of points. I didn't think so. I thought Miami would whoop NC State. You know, it's interesting because, like, in our poll, we have Georgia Tech ahead of Miami. I would not have Georgia Tech ahead of Miami. I did not vote it that way. I put them close together, but I put Miami ahead of Georgia Tech. I know Miami's lost two games, but Miami also has credible wins, and Georgia Tech has no credible win. Georgia Tech has Haynes King and nobody else. I mean, they should give the Heisman Trophy to Haynes King. They just should because, he has been utterly sensational. He has carried that team, absolutely carried that team on his poor broken back all season long. I mean, dude put up 500-something yards against NC State, and they still lost because their defense is just awful, absolutely awful. We'll get to that as part of that conversation, but go ahead.
The next one is Louisville at SMU 3.5.
That's a good football game. That line sounds spot on to me. Like, SMU should be a slight favorite over Louisville. By the way, those two teams in defensive stop rate are like 18-19. They're like one spot. They basically have the exact same defensive stop rate for those two football teams. And that doesn't surprise me. That should be a pretty good game. And both teams desperately need it. Maybe Louisville doesn't need it as much anymore. Maybe they've sort of bounced themselves from the equation. Brad Brownell coming up at 5:05. We'll talk a little Clemson basketball.
The next one is USC at Oregon. Oregon 10.5.
Yeah, USC's been better than I thought this year. We're going to find out this week whether they're actually for real or not. That question will be answered this week. Look, they're good offensively, and they're better defensively than they were. We'll talk more about that game and some of these others a little bit later. Let me tell you about my friends at Burn Digital. They're not actually just our friends. They're actually part of us. They are your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns for both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen or heard on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market better than anybody. We have all the tools to make you shine. I think that's what's really important. We're local. We're hands-on. You know, some of these other services, they're good at first, and then they vanish on you. That's not us. We're here. We're here for good. We're here to stay. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite radio station. That's us. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Look, Discover on Burn Digital can make you stand out, make your business stand out. Go online to theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. It's just that simple. All right, Walt Tiptula, we'll take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk to Brad Brown.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Folks, the NBA season is here. Every single night, it's fast breaks, buzzer beaters, alley-oops, block parties, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. It's simple to play. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. I like to go higher or lower on points, rebounds, and assists, so you're just watching the whole game. It keeps it fun. It keeps it fresh. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash.